November 30th is still the deadline for the EPA to submit its final rule for volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard for 2014, 2015, and 2016, and no one expects to see it any sooner than that. The comment period closed over 2 months ago, but Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says EPA has lots of comments to review.
You know, last time in 2014, when they proposed the rule that they ultimately pulled back, they had received some 330,000 comments. Well, this time, they got close to 700,000. So more than twice as many comments. So they've got their work cut out for them, trying to go through and understand all the substantive comments, try to evaluate, just where the public is on this. But overwhelmingly, those comments are saying this is not the time to be rolling back the program.
Dineen says they do expect the final rule to reflect some changes to the initial proposal.
They've acknowledged that they made a huge mistake in how many RIN credits would be available as supply, because they had assumed that every gallon of ethanol that's produced has a RIN attached, and it does not. They forgot that we export 800 million gallons, so they've agreed to make that correction, which will impact the numbers. And then EIA data has shown gasoline consumption continuing to rise, which will impact the number. And so we absolutely see the numbers going up. But if EPA still imposes a blend wall cap on the amount of renewable fuels that are used, they killed the program.
The National Corn Growers Association has released a white paper on how the lower EPA proposal has already impacted the rural economy. And President Chip Bowling says it will be worse without a significant increase in the numbers to what Congress intended.
We're expected to grow the third or fourth largest crop again this year. We're still expecting yield 162 bushel per acre at minimum. We are producing the corn. We have carryover that's growing, and without a strong renewable fuel standard, demand for the corn especially is just going to decrease. Our trade is flat at the moment, and we're working on new trade deals, which will help. But the renewable fuel standard has been the main driver for the farm and ag economy. And as long as that continues to stay uncertain or decrease, we can expect farm economy to drop even more.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.